based on that.
Well, starting December 1st, Ag Country Farm Credit Services is reducing interest rates on variable rate loans. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Megan Turnquist has more.
The decision for Ag Country Farm Credit Services to reduce interest rates comes following the announcement by the Federal Reserve to cut the benchmark interest rate by 0.25%. According to Ag Country President and CEO Mark Knisely, this move will help better position farmers during the current economic challenges.
And making sure that we're doing all that we can do to impact the expense areas that obviously we can have some control over, and interest rates being one of those. And if not a lot, but anything we can do. In later this month and in December, the board will be looking at our annual cash patronage decisions, and that'll all come into play as well. You know, between some of the economic struggles with commodity prices and impact of trade issues and now the weather on top of that, we're just very sensitive and doing whatever we can to make sure we're trying to reduce the burden wherever we can.
Knisely goes on to say conditions for livestock and harvesting have obviously been tough this fall with the snow and rain.
Of course, top of mind is people's safety and well-being throughout all of this. It's very stressful, obviously, for producers that have had to deal with both the snow conditions that we had in October as well as the excessive rain. But, you know, I think spirits are up a little bit and things just seem to, you know, once people can get back in the field and get to their livestock, I think it really does kind of help lift spirits a little bit. So we're appreciative of that and really pulling for all of our customers and all the farmers and ranchers in the area.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.
Informer.